Joining the coalition in his plea to Congress was American Soybean Association CEO Steve Sinske.
You just have to look across the Atlantic to what has occurred in Europe after they passed their mandatory on-package GMO labeling laws. We saw that the activists stigmatized the food companies that were using biotechnology in their products. You had the activists that also demonstrated at the retail grocery stores that were still carrying them on them on their shelves and took them off the shelves and protested outside of their buildings. And what we saw was that the food manufacturers and retailers quickly moved away from including biotechnology crops in their ingredients.
Sinske said the lack of Senate action really threatens the livelihoods of the farmers that they represent. Roberts and Stabenow have indicated they continue to make progress towards a solution, but only a handful of legislative working days remain before the Vermont law goes into effect. Agriculture groups like the American Soybean Association say without a national standard that supersedes the Vermont law, states across the nation could adopt individual laws that differ, making compliance highly burdensome. Vermont's law is set to take effect on July 1st, but because the House of Representatives must also pass the Senate bill and is out of session the last week of June, there are only a handful of legislative days left for Congress to act.